This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Three Nepali people die and 19 people, including 30 Nepali citizens, go missing in a landslide at Uttarakhand of India. Fourth plenary meeting of Central Committee of the CPN Maoist Center continued yesterday as well. Central Committee members stress carrying out works as per commitments made before people. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma says government is committed to concluding remaining task of peace process, endorsing bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And India's Supreme Court suspends Rahul Gandhi's conviction in criminal defamation case. Now the news in detail. Three Nepali people have died and 19 people, including 30 Nepali citizens, have gone missing in a landslide occurred at Gaurikonda of India's Uttarakhand. The dead have been identified as Dhanaram Buddha, Nanda Nepali and Sukaram Rawat. Among the missing are Chandra Kami of Jumla, his son Lal Bahadur Kami, Jora Rawat, Bir Bahadur, his wife Sumitra, daughter Nisha and son Hari Bahadur, Dharmaraj Buddha, his son Man Bahadur Buddha, Amar Bohra and his sons Man Bahadur, Jatil, Wakil, wife Anita and daughters Radhika and Pinky. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Narayan Prasad Adhikari, said the ministry was coordinating with Indian government for the search and rescue of Nepali citizens. Meanwhile, the Nepali embassy in New Delhi has said that a search continued for those Nepali went missing in a landslide occurred in Uttarakhand of India on August 3rd. The local media and the local government officials said the search operations for the missing continued. The embassy said increased level waters in a river there and adverse weather hampered the operations. The Ministry of External Affairs of India and the Rudraprayag Chief District Officer have been urged to cooperate to intensify the rescue and relief efforts and to send the mortals remain to Nepal. Anyone requiring to be further updated about the developments concerning in the incidents are requested to contact at 918-975-875-7335 of Emergency Control Room Rudraprayag and plus 919205195035 of Nepali Embassy in New Delhi. 68 Central Committee members put forth their views during the ongoing fourth plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the CPN Maoist Center yesterday. The Central Committee members have been putting forth their views on the political and organizational report presented by Party Chairperson and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Party spokesperson and Deputy Chairperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said the Central Committee members insisted that the party and ministers needed to carry out works as per the commitments they made before people. Communications Minister Rekha Sharma says the government is committed to concluding the remaining task of the peace process by endorsing the bill related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the Human Rights Archives set up by the National Human Rights Commission in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Sharma said the government was seriously working to reintegrate the victims of the armed conflict into society by concluding the remaining peace process. The communication minister admitted that the conflict victims were suffering more as the works related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission could not be concluded on time. She stated that the government has prioritized the bill related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that is under consideration in the parliament. Meanwhile, addressing SE graduates' felicitating program organized by private and boarding schools organization Nepal yesterday, Communication Minister Sharma said the government will bring the Federal Education Act at the earliest. The communication minister says that the Federal Education Act is now in the process of being registered in the parliament after getting endorsed from the cabinet. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat says the government has been increasing capital expenditure to make the economy further dynamic. Speaking at a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union PERSA yesterday, Finance Minister Mahat mentioned that economic growth rate remained low due to poor capital expenditure in the past. However, he added that the problems seen in the economy were being resolved gradually with improvement in foreign exchange reserves in recent period. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has urged Trivuan University to implement its annual calendar effectively. Following the presentation by TU Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Dharmakanta Baskota in the committee meeting yesterday, lawmakers pointed out that students were compelled to go abroad for higher education due to the university's failure to run academic programs in a systematic manner. TU Vice Chancellor Dr. Baskota urged the government not to open university and instead concentrate on better managing the existing universities. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi has said the draft of the Federal Civil Service Act has been prepared and forwarded to the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs for approval. Speaking at the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Minister Modi stated that the draft would be taken to the Council of Ministers at the earliest after the approval of the Law Ministry. A study carried out by the Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division of the Ministry of Health and Population has detected serotype 2 or DenV2 variant of dengue virus. Dr. Gokarnadhal of the division said that 41% of the total cases are of serotype 2. The division had examined 58 samples from the National Public Health Laboratory and BP Kerala Institute of Health Sciences, Tharan. The case of serotype 1 and serotype 3 were more common last year. Serotype 2 of dengue virus is associated with increased disease severity that causes more severe disease in primary infection. Former captain of Nepal's national cricket team, Gyanendra Malla, has announced his retirement from international cricket. 32-year-old Malla played 37 one-day international and 45 T20 international games in his career. Malla scored 876 runs in ODI with 7 half-centuries. In T20 international, he amassed 883 runs, scoring 1 century and 2 50s. Malla led the national cricket team over 2 years from November 2019. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. India's Supreme Court has suspended opposition leader Rahul Gandhi's conviction in a criminal defamation case. The Congress leader was sentenced to 2 years in jail in March for his 2019 comments about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname at an election rally. Gandhi was disqualified as an MP following his sentencing. According to the BBC, Friday's court ruling paves the way for him to return to Parliament and contest general elections next year. The office of the lower house of the Parliament will need to revoke Gandhi's disqualification for him to become an MP again. The Supreme Court noted that the reasons given by the trial judge for giving the maximum punishment of 2 years to Gandhi are without sufficient reasons and grounds. The defamation case against Gandhi, brought by BJP lawmaker Purnesh Modi, revolved around the comments the Congress leader made in Karnataka state in 2019 during an election rally. The United States has announced the suspension of some aid to Niger following the coup that toppled President Mohamed Bazoum. Washington is pausing certain foreign assistance programs benefiting the government of Niger, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement on Friday. According to BBC, Washington would continue to review its foreign assistance as the situation on the ground evolves. Blinken did not specify what programs would be affected, but said life-saving humanitarian and food assistance, as well as diplomatic and security operations to protect U.S. personnel would continue. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Three people die and 19 people, including 30 Nepali citizens, go missing in a landslide at Uttarakhand of India. Fourth plenary meeting of Central Committee of the CPN Maoist Centre continued yesterday as well. Central Committee members stress carrying out works as per commitments made before people. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma says government is committed to concluding remaining tasks of peace process endorsing bill related to Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And India's Supreme Court suspends Rahul Gandhi's conviction in criminal defamation case. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.